The process to admit refugees here in the U.S. is much slower and could get slower still. Governors from several states, including Texas, have said they don't want to accept refugees from Syria. But today, the State Department said there's no change to the president's plan to admit 10,000 Syrian refugees over the next year. That plan calls for resettling the refugees throughout the U.S. The World's Jason Margolis has been in Houston looking at how that happens.
The city of Houston has accepted perhaps the largest number of Syrian refugees in the U.S. since the civil war there began. Still, the numbers in the past year have been very small. Dario Lipovac oversees refugee resettlement for the YMCA of Greater Houston.
We resettled 14, to be specific, two families of five and one family of four.
All told, five local agencies have resettled about 100 Syrians over the past year in Houston. That number might not be getting bigger as of today. I spoke with Lipovac last week before the Paris attacks. Today, the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, sent a letter to President Obama saying his state won't accept more Syrian refugees. To come to the U.S., refugees from any country first need to be screened by the Department of Homeland Security and the United Nations. This Syrian woman, Lina, went through that screening. She arrived in Houston with her husband and four children last December. They're from the Syrian city of Homs, a stronghold of opposition to the Syrian government. Her family fled to another Syrian city where they spent a year and a half. Then they spent a year and a half in Egypt. Eventually, they were relocated to Houston, a city they never heard of, where she knew no one. Wafa Abdin with Catholic Charities in Houston said it's a long process for refugees to get to the United States, and it's been especially slow with Syrians. Again, we spoke before the Paris attacks.
The whole political situation there, because of the rise of ISIS, most of the people who are coming are Muslim. So there is this, you know, idea we want to make sure absolutely they're not terrorists, they're not connected to them, they're not going to come to hurt the homeland. So as a result, very few are being approved.
Do you think that the U.S. government is processing people too slowly, or it's doing the necessary due diligence to keep us safe?
I mean, it's really hard to answer this question. I understand that this would be a huge concern, but at the same time, I personally think that these are people who are dire need of help, and all we see coming are families with young kids.
Today, Catholic Charities said it could not comment on the Texas governor's call to close the door to Syrian refugees. But a spokesman, Jim Townsend, said via email, it's important to emphasize that not all Westerners are afraid of Syrians. And he added, the horrific tragedy in Paris is the sort of thing refugees are fleeing. Last week, I also spoke with Jeff Watkins with the YMCA in Houston. He said national security interests are very important, but need to be balanced with humanitarian interests. And he pointed out that trying to get to the U.S. through an official refugee resettlement program is not an efficient route for a would-be terrorist.
It would be like the lottery, literally, because 4 million Syrians to date have been forced to flee and have been identified as refugees. This year, if everything goes perfectly, a maximum of, 10,000 would come to the U.S. Those aren't good odds if your intent is to come to this country and cause harm.
I contacted him again today, but he couldn't comment on the governor's announcement. I asked the Syrian refugee I met, Lina, how she feels about many Americans being afraid of Muslims from her country. She said she spoke with me because she wants to clear the image of Muslims. She said, we live in peace and are not terrorists. She said she wants to return to Syria when it's safe. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Houston.
You're listening to The World.